Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, guys, only 19 days left until November 3rd. Go to vote.org to get your early voting locations and get out there and do your part. Vote and vote early. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We do all these subjects, but like I said before, we mostly talk about sex and relationships. I mean, you know, you can write us about all this other stuff and we'll try to help you out. But mostly we talk about sex on this show. We do.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Okay. Thank you, nephew. Subject, there were way too many people in one bed. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 22 years, and I have a big problem with my husband. My husband's coworker recently bought a motorcycle, and my husband wants one, so he showed me pictures of the motorcycle on his phone. As I swiped through the pictures, my husband walked outside, and so I kept swiping through his pictures. I went as far back as March and came across a video of my husband naked. The video was done 2 days before my 50th birthday, and it was in a hotel room that had a jacuzzi in it. There were six or seven people in there in one bed, including two other naked men. My husband laid on the bed between two of the women, and they started kissing all over his body, and the video ended. I was so upset. My hands started shaking and my heart was racing. My husband came back inside and I didn't say a word. I wanted to ask him all about the orgy, but I needed to get some information first. Later on, I called my brother to ask him what it meant if three guys were naked in one room. He said it is never good for a group of men to be naked together unless they're in a locker room. I told him it was a hypothetical question, but he said he knew exactly why I asked. He reminded me that we lived in a small town, and he said there have been rumors about my husband being into a lot of different sexual things. I told my brother it was all true and that I'd seen it for myself. He advised me to leave my husband because there's nothing else to talk about. I don't want my marriage of 22 years to end this way, but there were way too many naked people in the bed. Do I take my brother's advice and leave, or talk to my husband and hear his side of the story first? Please help.
We need to see.
Well, okay. All right. I'm sure this was a shocker to you. I'm sure it was. I mean, who wants to find out that their husband is cheating this way? Why would he keep something like this on his phone anyway? I mean, does he go back and look at it from time to time? Did he want to get caught subconsciously? And it seems like everyone in town, according to your brother, knows anyway, but you. And what a shame, after 22 years of marriage, he's brought unimaginable pain and embarrassment and humiliation to you. You said your hands were shaking. And but what I don't get, though, is why you didn't say anything right then and there when your husband came back in the house. I mean, what more information did you need? You have him on tape in an orgy. You have the evidence. You want his side of the story? I mean, that was the time to get it. And what could he say anyway? What really could he say? How could he explain his way out of this? And listen, don't get me wrong. I know that this has turned your entire world upside down. 22 years of marriage with this man. But please, believe what's in front of your eyes. Please believe that and base your decision on facts and not the lies that your husband could tell you to try to get out of this particular mess. And this is really way more than just a mess. This is a hot stinking mess right here. And you don't deserve this. Okay. You deserve better. And please know that. Steve.
I'm so damn confused.
Yeah.
This damn letter.
Yeah.
Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to enter the twisted mind of a confused man. Let us begin. Been married 22 years. All this started over a damn motorcycle.
Yeah.
See, that's what this was.
A toy.
That's all it was.
Before I got a damn motorcycle, he showed you a picture of the motorcycle, and then he walked outside. What? You left your phone with your wife, and you know you do wrong. Man, I swiped through the pictures after you looked at the motorcycle. So you swiping through them and you went all the way back to March and came across this video your husband had. And video of your husband naked. Now the video was 2 days before your 50th birthday. It was in a hotel room that had a jacuzzi in it. Now here would have let it change. There were 6 or 7 people in there on the bed. What kind of bed was this?
Tommy said California bed, king.
Springs is good.
No, that ain't no California king. 6, 7 people. Grown-ass people. Damn near 50. Can't fit in this bed. Now, unless the Keebler Elves was in there. Some of the best top cookie makers in the world is Keebler Elves. Now, this was inside of a treehouse. Yeah. I don't understand how 6, 7 people and 2 naked men.
Well, that's what was on the tape.
Well, let's stop here, though. See.
Yeah.
It's the 2 naked men that's throwing
all right,
this
just,
whole thing.
Just hold it right there. We'll have part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. My strawberry letter for today, the subject, there were way too many people in one bed. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, there were way too many people in one bed.
All right, this lady thumbing through her husband's phone. He done gave. They've been married 22 years. He wanted a motorcycle, showing her the picture of the motorcycle, left her with the phone, went outside. She went all the way back to March, found this picture, video of her husband naked. Now, this was 2 days before her 50th birthday. They was in a hotel room, had a jacuzzi in it, and it was 6, 7 people in on the bed. Where's this hotel at with this big ass bed?
Springs are strong.
And ew. 2 of the people in the bed was naked men. Oh, this way is confusing. Then your husband laid on the bed in between 2 of the women, and they started kissing all over his body, and the video ended. Now, you got to understand why the video ended.
Okay, break that down.
Yeah, break that down.
Because what was happening after that, you know, that was the part he didn't mind keeping. It's something that happened a little later on, because obviously he wasn't shooting the video. And obviously he got a copy of it from somebody, because ain't nobody holding his phone. They was just doing a copy of the video. He kept the copy he wanted.
What about a
something
selfie, Steve?
Happened. Something got out of hand. You didn't need to see that. Then your husband came back inside. Your hands are shaking. Your heart was racing. And you ain't say a word. I wanted to ask him about the orgy, but I needed to get more information first. I'm sorry, ma'am. What more information was you looking for?
Did you need?
That was your ass, your damn husband, butt naked. That was him that laid on the bed with the 7 people in it. he managed somehow to find a crack between two women.
Don't say
crack. Because this bed is crowded.
A lot of cracks.
6-7 people in there. The little piece of sheet was showing. He jammed his fat
Don't
ass down
sheet.
In there. And they started kissing on him.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you need some more information. So you called your brother to ask him what it meant if three guys was naked in one room. And then he told you a fact. It ain't ever good for a group of men. See, if I'm in a room, I'm just saying if, I must be the only one in there that zips his pants up and down if we naked. I can be the only one in here. It'd be 8, 9, 11, 13 people in here. But I got to be the only one in here that got to let the toilet seat up when we go in the bathroom. I'm the only one. And even when I come out and people go, Steve, why you leave the seat up? That's what would have to happen. Because I'm the only man in there. So, and then you asked your brother about it. And then you said it was a hypothetical question. But your brother said, y'all live in a small town, and there's been rumors about your husband being into a lot of different sexual things. Because in a small town, see, 6-7 people in that room, somebody told who all was in the room.
Yes.
There's some talking
so
going
the
on.
Rumors is true. Your husband is into some other things. Orgies is one of them.
Yep. We know that for sure. That's different.
He in there. That's him. Mm-hmm. This is not a rumor. I told your brother it was all true. You seen it for yourself. He said, well, you'll leave your husband. Because there's nothing else to talk about. Now, you don't want your marriage of 22 years to end this way. Okay? How do you want it to end?
Right.
Do you want it to end with you with a sexually transmitted disease? Do you want it to end with you finding out some more people pregnant? Do you want it to end by getting invited to come and then you getting mad, y'all getting a fight? How you want it to end? Because it's ended.
It's going to end, yeah.
But there were way too many naked people in the bed. Ma'am, if it's one person, why do you keep saying it was way too many naked people in the bed?
Like see, two is okay.
See, you throwed off by the men. Now, I can understand that. See, because I guess, I'm just assuming, as a woman, you thinking if it's another woman you dealing with, you can fight that fight. But now you thinking if he has an appetite for something more than women, then it could be trouble for you. So that is a dilemma that you have. But one naked person in the bed is a problem.
Yeah.
He had a bunch. Now, your brother done told you, but you don't want to do that. So, do I take my brother's advice and leave, or do I talk to my husband and hear his side of the story first? I would love for you to talk to your husband so you can hear his side of the story.
How can he lie his way out of
you
this?
Can't.
Okay, Shirley,
no
ask
way.
Me and I'm going to show you. Go ahead, ask me.
All right, honey, listen, when you walked out of the room, I happened to go through your phone and I saw a picture.
You went through my phone?
Yeah, well, you left it here. You wanted me to look at the pictures. Yeah, I did.
You went through my phone?
You heard what I said. I went through your phone.
Oh, hell no. So now we got a marriage where I can't trust you with my phone. Ain't this about a...
Oh, that's how you're going to try to lie out
that's
of it.
That's all
flip
he's going
Yeah, that's weak.
That's all he's going to do. I know it's weak, but that's all he got.
That's all he got.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.